So I called this negative manifesting. I've never heard anybody describe it like this before, but this is what I'm calling it. The law of attraction says that we get what we focus on. So negative manifesting is when we're focusing on what we don't want and manifesting more of that. It's about getting things that we don't want, having things that we don't want to happen because of what we're focusing on. And let's be really clear about this. I just want to set some kind of big picture stuff behind this first, because not every crappy thing that happens in our lives or in the world is something that we've manifested. There's big picture stuff going on as well. So I was struggling a little how to explain that last night. And before I'm doing a happiness seminar or a Reiki attunement or whatever, when I'm falling asleep at night, I like to read something nice that kind of sets me up in my sleep for the next day. And I was reading Mike Dooley's book, Life on Earth, and the way the universe works, the stuff I needed to explain was just written there really easily. And what he said was, bad stuff, it happens. Evil people, they abound. And should bad stuff or evil people ever cross paths with you, gifts will be exchanged, there will be order, there will be healing and love. And while no explanation will ever be enough to put a happy face on the many sad things that happen in the world, nevertheless, those things do have explanations that include, at a minimum, the thoughts, beliefs, and expectations of all involved. There are no victims, only volunteers. And the fact that this is almost impossible to see at times doesn't mean that you can't sense that it's true. Bad stuff, it happens. Evil people, they abound. And should, I'm just reading that first bit again because I think that's the most important bit. And should bad stuff or evil people ever cross paths with you, gifts will be exchanged. There will be order. There will be healing and love. Yeah. And while no explanation will ever be enough to put a happy face on the many sad things that happen in the world, nevertheless, those things do have explanations. And when we, and I take this one step further, because when we go into our inner awareness and decide to notice what's behind our feelings, sooner or later, we're going to be getting insights about that big picture stuff, about the truth of why bad things sometimes happen to good people, small children and animals, for example. We can wait. Oh, blast, I haven't hit the recording button. Never mind. I'll have to go back and load it afterwards. We can wait until something happens that upsets us and look into our feelings then, or we can decide to notice what we believe in about this kind of thing at any time. And we've done some of that work in our happiness program already. Truth is power. Truth is power. It's like brand it on our foreheads. That's one of Corey's expressions. Tattoo it on our foreheads. The big capital T truth about everything, from the small things in our lives to the giant things that affect mankind, is power. Truth is power. Understanding truth is power. Understanding whatever is going on behind whatever is going on in the world is power. Understanding the why of our feelings is power. It drives us forwards in our creation. It's the power to influence things positively. It's the power to create something different from what we're experiencing right now. It's the power to create what we want. Understanding truth is everything. So, manifesting negatively. Let's look at manifesting negatively again and about how we do that. And before I even start that, it's important not to make ourselves wrong about manifesting negatively either, especially about things that happened in the past. Making ourselves wrong is not useful, and it's not the truth either. It's understanding that gives us the power to change things, and understanding always feels good, and making ourselves wrong doesn't feel good. So we're pre-programmed for success in creating stuff. You know, we're creation machines. We're pre-programmed to get what we want. And I think that's how come manifesting negatively even exists. What we focus on, we create, attract and experience. So if we focus on what we don't want, then we're creating, attracting and experiencing what we don't want. And because we keep pulling ourselves back to thinking about what we do want, we get some, you know, some kind of mixture of the two things, positive and negative, sometimes getting what we want in ways that we don't want it. And don't worry about that. We have an answer to this coming up. I looked back on my own life when I was writing this up, and one of the biggest cases of negative manifesting that I did was when we lost our farm. I had been creating what I wanted, but my whole setup was not listening to my inner guidance system and struggling too hard and doing all these things that we're going to be talking about shortly about how we manifest negatively. And I got what I wanted. I got everything that I wanted. You know, 6 months after we'd been here, after we'd lost our farm and we were here, there was a piece of paper came out of a box in the storage container that I was unpacking, and it was a list of everything that Merv and I had been manifesting, and we had everything that we wanted. And we lost our farm to get it. And when I look at it in hindsight, it's amazing to me that we got everything that we wanted when I was so busy creating negatively. Pre-programmed for success. So let's talk about how we manifest negatively. These are all things you're familiar with, I might add. It's just interesting to pull them together under this heading. We manifest negatively when we dislike what's happening for too long, because that has our attention on the thing that we don't want. And of course, you know this already. The trick is to clean up our feelings around that what we don't want thing. That is, understand the impact of any old stuff on how we're dealing with something now. Then we can truly turn around and focus on what we do want instead. And then follow our inner guidance to that thing and be enjoying the journey on the way. We also manifest negatively when we criticize those people who have what we want, because that's telling the universe that we don't really want it. We manifest negatively when we wallow in feeling crappy, expecting someone else to make us happy. That's such an interesting one. Abraham Hicks said something to prompt this thought. I know a lot of you get those emails too now. The very worst thing that you can do for anyone is to be unhappy and then ask them to try and change it for us when there is nothing that anybody can do that can make us happy. Interesting, hey? Because our ability to be happy, our feelings are entirely ours. Our feelings are our inner guidance system. So to expect someone else to make us happy is to expect someone else to know and use our own inner guidance system, which is ridiculous, isn't it? And here's a silly little practical example that I noticed while I was getting ready for a monthly class. I was grumping at this bloody vacuum cleaner that I've got. It's just the dumbest vacuum cleaner. And I moan every time I pick up the damn vacuum cleaner, I'm moaning inside about it, going, this bloody vacuum cleaner doesn't work properly and it doesn't suck up things properly. And I'm sure it's damaging the carpet because it's not working properly, and I'm moaning about it. Well, hello, I'm focusing on what this dumb vacuum cleaner won't do, which is manifesting more of what this dumb vacuum cleaner won't do, instead of turning around and manifesting a vacuum cleaner that does do what I want it to do, and then following my inner guidance system, if there is any, and getting out of the way of the universe to provide it for me. It was just one of those little light bulb moments as I was doing the housework. Yeah. complaining repeatedly is another way of manifesting negatively. Noticing that something is crappy and complaining about it is part of the manifesting process, and it's perfectly good. But if we notice ourselves complaining repeatedly about something, then we should find out what's behind that and take action on it, because our focus is on the thing we are complaining about, and we'll be attracting more of what we're complaining about. However, complaining is one step better than sucking it up, princess. I hope those of you with English as a second language get that expression, suck it up, princess. It's an expression that means, oh, put up with it, get over it, you know. It's about deal with it without actually taking any action. It's literally suppressing it. So complaining is one step better than swallowing our anger and resentment and burying it. And at least complaining is better than that. But if we catch ourselves complaining repeatedly, then we need to know that that's what we're focusing on, and we're going to get more of that same stuff to complain about. oh, I laugh because that one's something I've spent a lot of time doing. Negative thoughts are another way of manifesting negatively. We first have to notice our negative thoughts and judgments of others, other people, and other circumstances and situations. And then we've got to change our judgments of ourselves for having those thoughts in the first place, because making ourselves wrong isn't useful. Then we can open up to understand whose thoughts they are and what we need to know or do about them. What's the truth behind those negative thoughts? What's the big picture? But negative thoughts are creating negatively. So the next one was negative or untrue belief systems are another way of manifesting negatively. For example, believing for whatever reason that we're not worthy of good things happening to us. And if that's been a big one for you and you haven't been able to get to the bottom of that one yet, then try I wish that I could believe that I was worthy of good things happening to me. I'll just pause on that for a second, because I'm sure that landed. It was interesting because it landed for me too. Negative habits are another way of manifesting negatively. Very often we learn our negative manifesting from others when we're in our childhood, and we created habits about them. So noticing those habits and being kind to ourselves about them is the start of change. Now, let me just, when we get to the chat stage, I'll talk about some of my own experiences there. Changing habits can come in one big whoosh of expanded understanding of the truth, and the habit is gone forever. I've experienced that. Or we can go inside ourselves and create a new habit that suits our own vision of who we are and how we want our life to be.